proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. Today's program is another Hebrew Nugget provided by our dear friend of ministry, Jackie Powell. You can find this transcript as well as other valuable Hebrew study resources at her website, lightforisrael.org. Now then, let's dig into this lesson. In all the Tanakh, the word Eretz, or land, occurs 2,400 times, making it the fourth most frequently used noun in the Hebrew Bible, which makes it a pretty important topic. Eretz first occurs in the Hebrew text of Genesis 1, verse 10, and is translated as earth. However, the majority of the time, the word Eretz refers to the land of Israel. The phrase, land flowing with milk and honey, occurs 20 times in the Tanakh, and of course is always referring to Israel. God himself coined this phrase and used it 5 times to describe Canaan, the land he was giving to Israel. It is important to know God's perspective on Israel in the biblical names for this land. It was also referred to as the land of Canaan, and of course it became the land of Israel. Ezekiel said it was the glory of all lands, while Daniel said it was the glorious land in Daniel chapter 11. Moses explained that it was a land that God cared for in an unusual way. It says in Deuteronomy 11 verse 12, a land which the Lord thy God careth for. The eyes of the Lord thy God are always upon it, from the beginning of the year even until the end of the year. From the start of their existence, the Jewish people are bound up with the land of Israel. The reason revolves around the calling God had for Abram's descendants. God laid out his plan at the very start in the Abrahamic covenant in Genesis 12, verses 1 through 3, saying, in thee, Abram, and his descendants, shall all families of the earth be blessed. If the Jewish people were to be a blessing to all people, then they needed to be centrally located to the nations to carry out this task. Israel is a natural land bridge between 3 continents, Africa, Europe, and Asia. Trade routes that connected the known world crisscrossed Canaan, making it the hub of the world. God stated that specifically that the blessing rested upon Abram being in a land that I will show thee, found in Genesis 12, verse 1. In today's Torah portion, God gives Moses the original borders of the land of Israel. God clearly stated the northern, southern, western, and eastern borders. In Numbers chapter 34, verses 3 through 12, I'm going to read that passage for you. The Bible says, then your south quarter shall be from the wilderness of Zin along the coast of Edom, and your south border shall be the outmost coast of the Salt Sea or the Dead Sea eastward. And your border shall turn from the south to the ascent of Akrabim and pass on to Zin. And the going forth thereof shall be from the south of Kadesh Barnea and shall go to Hazar Adar and pass on to Azmon. And the border shall fetch a compass from Azmon unto the river of Egypt, and the goings out of it shall be at the sea. And as for your western border, ye shall even have the great sea, or the Mediterranean, for a border, and this shall be your west border. And this shall be your north border. From the great sea ye shall point out for you Mount Hor, and from Mount Hor ye shall point out your border unto the entrance of Hamath, and to the goings forth of the border shall be Zedad. And the border shall go out from Ziphron, and the goings of it shall be from Hazar Enan. This shall be your north border. And ye shall point out your east border from Hazar Enan to Shepham. And the coast shall go down from Shephon to Riblah, and the east side of Ain. And the border shall descend, and shall reach into the side of the Sea of Kinneret, or the Sea of Galilee, eastward. And the border shall go down to Jordan, and the going of it shall be at the Salt Sea, or the Dead Sea. This shall be your land, with the coast thereof round about. As we consider this, let's now move to today. Israel's declaration of independence begins with this statement. The land of Israel was the birthplace of the Jewish people. Here their spiritual, religious, political identity was shaped. Here they first attained a statehood, created cultural values of national and universal significance, and gave to the world the eternal Book of Books. I love the phrase, the eternal Book of Books, referring to the Bible. The pens that wrote the Bible were held by the hands of Jewish writers from the land of Israel. Daniel's use of the phrase, the glorious land, certainly is fitting for the place that produced the Bible. Again, this has been a Hebrew Nugget, and if you'd like to hear this program again, simply go to ibjm.org. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.